What's up, Tim?
Hey, Derek. What's going on, brother? Let's discuss something. Go with it, man. What do you want to talk about?
What's going on? So I'm living two lives right now. The life of the previous contractor that I was and the life of the contractor that I am. And the parallel that I'm going to draw here is this may be where whomever's listening right now, you could be on either side. So that's why we'll talk about both of them. Years ago, I would just go to work and I'd work my tail off without any clear direction. I just knew I needed to work. Like that was good enough. Mm-hmm. I just work. And if I work, bad things will go away. Well, unfortunately, that wasn't the case because I was just working to no means to an end. Yes, I wanted to become a millionaire. Yes, I wanted to be independently wealthy by the time I was 30. And that's just doesn't make any sense. So it all gets down to purpose. My only purpose, and yes, family, I had small children. Yes, the wife. Yes, you know, the team, but I was just working. I was just working. Basically, I was just kicking my own ass the whole time. So now the contractor that I am now is I have a purpose and a goal and a focus for the same workload and the same chaos that I'm still in chaos. It's just organized chaos, where before it was just chaos. So now I'm running four teams. I've got a sub coming in on Monday that's going to be here for a week. So I have to put a lot of things together. The job that we're on now, she's added some things on, which is beautiful, right? But anytime someone adds something onto the job, it creates a bit of chaos. It's not like this fluid thing, like, oh, perfect. We got everything lined up and you just want to add this little exit path, like painting yourself out of the corner. It's like, this is perfect. You just want to finish this thing. No, they want to add things within the mix of what you're already doing, but I'm okay. And this stuff charges me up where it used to drain me. It would suck everything out of me because I did not know my goal. And what is my goal? My goal is completion of the job so that I can take care of my family, take care of my team, create a brighter, stronger vision for the future for my team. So now they know where to go. So that's when it goes into my calendar and they can see it's the vision. I didn't have a vision. I didn't have a clear vision. Basically, I was on a boat. I had no rudder. I could see the lighthouse and it's like the water hazard on a golf course. It's just like no matter what, you drive the damn ball in the water hazard. Well, if you don't have a rudder on your boat with a defined port of call, you end up on the rocks. That was the old me. Now, even if it's just the job, I know we need to wrap this job up because we got another one in the queue. And then I need things in place so the team can go there. And then I hand it off to the team. They know where they're going. So if I can just keep increasing that vision, keep increasing that goal. And why are we going here? The vision and the goal is purpose and connection. It's all it is. I don't want this to end because when it's done, I'm done. Not just with the job, life, right? Like I've expired. Like that's why I don't want any of this to end. But you have to have that stretching long vision to reach. And all it is for us to stay connected longer, to communicate better, and to have so much fun along the way that it's a joy to come to work every day. But in order to do that, you have to put in those goals, those micro goals, those macro, because it's not about a number.
I'm listening to what you're saying, and I get you. And I think there's people listening who get you. And I'm going to tell you, Derek, there's people out there who are listening and like, Tim and Derek are up on this high hill and there's no way I can even be what they are. Because, right, here's the goal. And I'm going back because I can remember it's like, I still deal with it. It's like, how do I get to the end of this job and get paid? Because that's my goal, to get out of here so I can move on to my next project. Or how do I get out of the situation where something was damaged on a job? Or how am I going to tell this customer that this went wrong? That's the goal, just to live for today, to get paid so I can get to the bank to make payroll or to pay for my materials. Or so this vast thing that you have is your vision. It's like you have to sit down and you have to figure that out. But there's ways to doing it. And it can be streamlined to say, hey, my thoughts are all over the place. I got this thing, right? So you got all these crews, you got four teams, you got a sub coming in, you got all this stuff. And I know, Derek, it's like you're not developing this pattern, these steps today. You've done it before.
Yes.
Because now there's no stress because you've done it.
Yeah.
It's like if you plan a trip to go into Disney with your family, the first time is super stressful. You do it a couple of times. Now you're offering advice to people at parties, how to book a vacation to Disney World. If you're in the grind, and there's people listening to who are still like not the wishing that they could have a vision and everything was on autopilot and it wasn't stressful to get through to the next job. And these change orders, I mean, we could talk about change orders. What does a change order look like? Is it a piece of paper or is it a handshake or is it just you give me a check and we agree upon a change? You do it once. You have a piece of paper. You don't have to ever think about it again. Everybody knows what that looks like.
Yes, it's clear.
And then what happens if you do have a change order? Who gets notified? Who gets told this?
Yep.
The admin. The team leader would tell people, the next client who's waiting in line will have to be called.
Yep.
Because you made him aware of it during the process of sales.
Yes.
That if projects go longer prior to yours, it could push you out. And you have to say, are you okay with this if this happens?
Yes.
Because if we have to come back to that moment in time where I'm looking you in the eye and I'm telling you, your job is pushed out a few days. Don't get mad at me because you're come back to this moment. I'm looking at you right now. You got it? Okay, cool. It's a process. It's if you want to have that vision to where at, I don't know, if it was with Steve Schnolzer, it was the end of the year where they had they had their drinks and they had their etched glass.
Yeah, the bottles.
The bottles with the names and the dollar amount, a million, William Point Four, whatever the amount was. They knew what the vision was at the end. How do you, it's a date. I mean, Derek, I know the answer, but I want you to share it too. How do you break it down to where you can get to that end of the year, but make it bite-size? Just an actionable step.
Check this out. I want to tell you about an opportunity to grow the shit out of your business to eight figures and beyond if you so desire. In October, I'm keynoting at the Contractor Summit in Jacksonville, Florida, and I want to invite you to join me and other kick-ass contractors as we guide you to automate your systems to give you more freedom and profits in your business. Who can use a little bit of that, right? Raise your damn hands. Or what about building a world-class team that operates without you? What kind of freedom would that give you and bandwidth would that create in your head so that you could work on bigger things in the business and fulfill your bigger vision? We're also going to dig into things like how to sell larger projects that don't put you in the poorhouse. My God, the number of contractors that take on a big job and end up going out of business because of that big job is staggering. There's far too many people that don't know how to make money on a big project. So guys, I want to invite you to join me. Hit the link, go to thecontractorfight.com/Florida-summit, and let's get better together. I'm out.
So you mentioned the grind. I'm still in the grind. Tim, you're still in the grind. The grind doesn't go away. The grind has just went from a rough knife blade, if you will, and now we're grinding it down to a fine edge. So it's still happening. Yeah. And you just have to have those SOPs that we talked about before. You're doing it right now. So if you just write down every day what you're doing, right or wrong, you can at least review it. I like to refer to it as a Monday morning quarterback. You know, like you're reviewing tape, you get to see the good and the bad. You had a plan. The plan either worked or it didn't. So you look at it and go, okay, this didn't work. Screw that. Let's don't do that anymore. Or, okay, that one thing worked. Like, case in point, we're talking about the job and we added two more pathways and we needed to do some drainage. And Travis immediately said, so that's a change order. And I said, yes, sir. And she understood change orders. She said, what is this going to cost? I gave her a price of $2,400 for the change order. Mm-hmm. And I said, and Travis says, make sure you write it up. Like he knows these steps. And I was like, absolutely, I'll write it up because unless she approves it, it does not get done.
And you know,
Travis has done this enough. He understands. So now Travis is relieved. And then Travis pipes in and says, actually, Sarah, if you don't mind, I actually have some of that ADS pipe at the house. It's totally good. I can just bring it from my house. I mean, the price is the price. Like it doesn't, I'm not going to charge you extra for it. Mm-hmm. Are you okay with I grab it from my house? So we talk openly with the customer. So it's like, I don't care. But what Travis was doing was processing out loud, processing the steps. Is he going to bring the pipe over to tomorrow? Is he going to turn around to Caesar and say, hey, Caesar, go by my house and grab that ADS? That's the goal. Change order. Now Travis can go, change order, pipe. How do I process this? How do I do this? How do I make it forward? Because what could have happened? I didn't say anything to Travis. I just had a conversation with Sarah and I didn't create the change order. And then everything gets blocked out and done. And they're going to put in a drainage pipe after the pathways are in. They're going to put a drainage pipe in after everything's final grade. So That's the stuff that's chaos. We need to shift gears because, and I say this mostly for men, and it was in the book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. Men are like we're like in waffle chambers. We only think in one chamber at a time. And if there's a bunch of chambers in the waffle, we stay in that chamber. And for us to come out of that chamber is very difficult. Where women are like a bowl of spaghetti. Every noodle touches every noodle and they're interconnected with everything. It's just the way it works. They can multitask. They can understand things. Where a guy has to go, let me work my way out of this syrup. Yeah. Get out of here. Let me get this off of me. And then, okay, now I can hear you. So the vision is always moving. And it's like, I don't know if it's like the universe or the black holes. And I don't know. I'm probably going to screw this up. But I understand from podcasts that I listen to that the universe is always expanding. Mm-hmm. Like even today, it's still expanding. So I think about the vision. The vision can always expand. All that is how do I make sure that my team is happy in some facet? How do I make sure my team is secure through provisions? And what do those provisions look like? And how do I make sure that the customer is happy and secure and everything's good? Because it's like Groundhog Day. Every single job's Groundhog Day. Because we're going to finish this job and we're going to go to another job. It's not like this job is done and we're done. It's like, no, we're going to load out and we're going to shift some things around and we're going to load in. And it just goes over and over and over. And then once you get that team together and they understand what the vision is. So what is the vision for my team? The vision, the big overarching vision is for Jamie and Travis to have an opportunity to buy the company. The overarching vision is to me to get out of the sales role and to Jamie to come into the sales role. The overarching vision for Travis is for him to come completely out of the field and have Matt and two others under him. So they all understand the process, but they have to help with it. It's their job. It's their purpose because they understand the vision, the goal, to facilitate those things. So what do? Travis makes sure he's prepping Matt so he can step out. That's his job. It's not my job. It's his job. Jamie is working her way to train up a new maintenance person so that she can do more sales because she's fantastic at sales and she wants to do that. So 5 years from now, hopefully we get there. I just put 5 years on it. It could happen in two, it could happen in 10. I'm not in a rush for it, but everybody knows. And not only does everybody know in the company, they also understand the mastery ladder. Everybody understands their role and their pay rate. And they can look at Travis and go, do you want to do all these things? It's like a scroll. Let me unroll this scroll. Look at all Travis does. Do you want Travis money? May not, because Travis has to do a lot.
Look, we got to talk about mastery ladder, but we can't do that now. We just can't. It's just too much. Because here's the thing. You mentioned Groundhog Day, right? And I want to wrap this up because this is what most of us do. Whether we're working for somebody, we own our own company, it feels like it's Monday morning again. Yeah. And you can say this Monday morning is going to be the same as the last. However old you are, forever. It's been since get out of high school. It's the same crap every freaking Monday morning. All these fires to put out because you didn't take care of shit on Friday. You left things undone. The truck's a mess or whatever it is because it's not a process. If you can figure a way that works, that's repeatable, to take the stress off of, I got to finish this project, is a deadline, this thing's going wrong, how do I let that person know? This person wasn't told, the communication didn't happen between the customer, and streamline it so it's repeatable every freaking job. And when some things go wrong sometimes, it's okay because it's only one thing that went wrong, not a broken process where nobody knows nothing. I don't want that. It's stressful for me as a business owner. It's stressful for me as a human.
Yes.
And the whole conversation started before we hit record about mayhem going on behind our scenes in our real lives. And how it's not stressful for you because you have the vision. You know where you're headed.
Yes. Way better. Way better. And we'll talk. So on the next podcast, we'll talk about the mastery ladder and what that means to the team and how that helps them because it's just that simple.
This is wrapped.
If you know where you're going.
Dude, this is wrapped up in a bow. It's so freaking clear.
Yeah.
Finish what you were saying, please. That was gold. Finish that, please.
If you know where you're going, you can get there. It's just that if you have that light in the distance, you know where you're going. You're not just walking in circles in the woods. You have a clear destination. And on the way to that destination, what happens within it, that is life. That is the best days of life. Those are the good old days. These are the good old days that you're in. Enjoy them. And if you don't enjoy them, go somewhere else. Don't do what you're doing. Go somewhere else.
Beautiful, Derek. Hey, dude, I'll catch up with you later. Thanks so much, guys, for listening.
Right on. See ya.